Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Hello, my name is Hayley Quinn, and I'm here with an extremely special episode of my podcast. Yay! As you can probably hear in the background, I am not alone, and you're not alone either listening to this. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 gorgeous women surrounding me, and we are here exclusively and fabulously to talk to you about our innermost fantasies and realities. So I've been joined exclusively by the group Fantasies and Realities to talk on my podcast, and that's really, I have a couple of missions with this. One, I want, if you're listening at home, if you're not a woman, I want you to get a precious, gorgeous insight into the fabulous, theatrical, extremely diverse, weird and wonderful world of female fantasies, which do not begin and end with someone coming to fix some plumbing in a house and fake boobs.
Oh, that depends.
And if you're a woman that's listening, thank you for joining. Yay! Always, we're so sexist, it's terrible. And what we'll take really is, if you've got a fantasy, and you know what, I have some really, truly weird and awesome ones, it's to let you know really you're not alone. And that we all have strange, unusual, wonderful, fantastic things that make us unique and feminine and fabulous, which make us feel erotic and sensual. So if you've ever wanted to get an insight into the real depths of the female mind and other areas, you're in the right place. So if that hasn't got you hooked, I am going to begin by starting to discuss female fantasies. And I'm going to be asking, instead, each woman in turn, and we're going to try and stick to 60 seconds per lady, but it might run over. We're not that strict in this club. And I'm going to begin with a lady who's just to my left, and just to describe her a little bit to you. She's the noisy one. Let's start with that.
How did you know that?
If I'm into it, I'm noisy.
She is wearing rainbow striky socks and an Ultimo. Is it an Ultimo bra?
Ultimo
bra. We don't know, we're so unclassy, we don't know how to pronounce it, but it is a bra.
It has to be high class.
It's a sexy bra, and we can see it. So I'm going to begin by asking the question, what does fantasy mean to you?
It typically comes when I'm sort of in a mood, or I'm feeling really comfortable and sensual in my body, and thoughts and feelings start to come together. Sometimes they're memories muddled with things that I'd seen perhaps on late night TV, or things that I wish I could see. So sometimes it come. I don't know how many of you here like would wake up with an orgasm sometimes.
I orgasm myself awake. I've done that.
Okay, cool. No, but I would sometimes like wake up and there's this like picture in my head of, let's say in my dream, I was talking to a really close female friend of mine, and then she starts pleasuring me with a dildo, and I wake up with a massive orgasm, and I'm like, kind of come to my senses, okay, what was that? And then I kind of like, oh, that was actually, that was interesting, that was nice. And it's kind of that moment of acceptance that it's the weird, wonderful things that are like really not in line with social expectations that really very often get us off. So for me, I definitely see a theme of weirdness and conventionality in my fantasies. There's a lot of women popping up here and there.
Yeah, as a female friend of yours, I'm looking at you in a completely different light now.
Okay, well, maybe you should. So yeah, I do have a few things written down, but it would be something unconventional, and it would also focus around a sensation or maybe a detail, something subtle that a lot of people might miss, but it's kind of the way he looked at me then, or the way my brass strap was kind of sliding off my shoulder. It's little details like that that are that thing that really kind of makes it come together for me in my in my fantasies. That's what I find, and I just love reading things as well. I love literotica and all sorts of stuff like that. It's just beautiful.
I love the little detail. I think that's also what I really wanted to share with you who are listening to the podcast, because I think with female fantasy, sometimes it's, for me personally anyway, it's those little tiny moments which really make me feel go crazy. Ooh, and sometimes yeah. I've had the orgasm myself awake, which I put down entirely to my extremely unexciting love life at the moment.
I think that's what it is. Well, sometimes we're satisfied, but it still comes.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And I wake up. The worst one is actually when you orgasm yourself awake and you're like, your boyfriend or someone is next to you and you're like, oh my God, did he see that?
I never do.
Guilty. My last one was, and this is really weird actually for me, it was I was having lesbian sex with a woman who was just like had massive but natural boobs and
in
blonde
dream,
hair. In my dream. And then my most recent fantasy was involved, and this is the first time I've actually fantasized about this. Again, I put this slightly down to lack of love life, which is two male suitors fighting over me, both dating and sexually, and that's what really, really excited me. So next up, I have another lady who's going to be here sharing with you the exact moment which makes her feel most pleasurable. That's a very delicate and Victorian way of putting it. So can I ask you, what's your fantasy?
My fantasies tend to change depending on my mood and also who I'm dating as well, because my fantasy life is really dependent on the dynamic between me and the person. I find that with a partner a few years ago, the fantasies involved quite a lot of people and all sorts of restraining devices and toys and role play and everything. Whereas now, my fantasies are a little bit more straightforward, a bit more vanilla at the moment. I'm going through a bit more of a vanilla phase, I have to add. But I would say that the things that are tipping me over the edge at the moment are definitely about that moment when the other person completely takes control and uses their body to hold me down and to just take me. Mm-hmm. That's what's exciting at the moment for me.
I have to say, I like the return to the vanilla fantasy. I feel this quite the same, actually, that something about that powerful dynamic between two people where you have real intimacy and real connection is often the most exciting thing. And I'm the same, actually. Whoever is in my life that I'm most curious or interested or passionate about at the moment, they take lead role every single time. So I'm looking around the room. Who's going to go next?
I can.
Okay. Oh, if someone's saying, I can, that'd be the one. All right. Do you want to talk to a little bit about what fantasy means for you and also the real bit that makes you
go?
Go.
So fantasy for me is whatever's going to get me off. It's, you know, the thoughts that go with that. It's what I'm viewing, what I'm reading, what I'm thinking about. It could be a number of things. As for what's doing that at the moment, like was just said, it varies depending on who I'm with. It might be something that's talked of when I might be sexting with someone, you know, having a, you know, text sex conversation, and, you know, it's what's created there. But I was thinking of something for today, And it's all about actually listening to somebody else get off. And I found that quite erotic. I was thinking of coming home from work. I'm just moved house, and there's, you know, come down the walking down the hallway, and I can hear sounds coming from the front room. I'm like, what is that? That's an unusual sound. And kind of tiptoeing down the hallway thinking, this sounds like they're getting it on in the front room. Oh my gosh, I can't believe they're doing this. It's Friday tea time. Had a hard week. You know, I'm quite, you know, in the mood for some alone time myself. So to hear them, you know, up to something is like, oh my gosh. So I tiptoe down the hallway and stand like out of sight, watch them. And, you know, they're on the front room floor going for it. I'm like, oh my gosh, didn't expect to see that when I came home from work today. And I literally stand and watch them, you know, for a little while, not doing anything, just watching, just listening. And then my hands go for a wander, and when she comes, I do too. That's that.
I have to say, I love that. That was so visual and so beautiful. Like, be a writer, be an erotic story writer. For me as well, I have to say, a lot of the time I have the classic one where I fantasize about my male partner, not that I have a male partner at the moment, but the main dude in my life, having sex with my romantic rival, the woman, the other woman. Ooh. And some that's what that reminded me of, that moment. And that's what really, like,
with that, it's more her hearing her get off than him. I couldn't give two hoots about him. He's watching her. You know, he's a friend of mine, and it's like, oh my gosh, I never expected to see my friend that way. Yeah,
I like it. It's all about her. So it's like waiting for execution or something. Does anybody feel comfortable going? Okay, great. We have another volunteer. Okay.
So I wrote a little story about my fantasy. And it goes like this. I'm at an art gallery party wearing a little summer dress, no underwear. I'm looking at some beautiful, suggestive black and white photography. One of a woman lying naked in the sunshine on top of a roof, in one corner of a vast Parisian roofscape. One knee bent up, one arm shading her eyes, and the other hand stroking herself between her legs. I close my eyes to imagine what she must be feeling. Naked liberation. Warm sun on skin, a frisson of excitement that she might be being watched. I realise that I am starting to get wet and tingly. As I open my eyes and tune into the room again, I lock eye contact for several intense seconds with the sexy man I had seen on the way into the party. Tall, dark, slightly rugged, with twinkly bright blue eyes. He can join my Parisian reverie. I close my eyes briefly and suddenly sense him behind me, really close. I feel his fingers slowly stroking up my inner thigh, edging towards my naked, wet, longing lips.
Oh my god, is it that? I'm like looking around the room, and I was like, there's no one I can have sex with immediately now. This is
there's five of us.
This is problematic. Wow, that was beautiful. And I like, you know what I love about that? It's the setting. And I'm really big into this when I think about it. I always think, and you know, it's usually the person that I'm like conspiring to have a romance with, and I imagine meeting them in all kinds of inconspicuous places, that we suddenly meet one another and bump into each other spontaneously, and then an amazing romance involves. I also usually rewrite history in my brain so that the date didn't end in me just leaving and going home in an Uber by myself. So I look, yeah. Amazing. We have another lady. I think this is fabulous. I think it's erotic and interesting and extremely exciting, and possibly the best podcast I've ever done, next to the one that I did with my 95-year-old grandmother. But that is another story. So, handing over the fantasy microphone.
Yeah. Hi there. It's funny to listen to all the other ladies where they all have a specific guy in mind when they fantasize. I'm a bit different. I don't know. It feels like it's sort of a faceless person and it changes according to the mood. And sometimes my brain is so messed up that I start thinking about one situation that really starts getting me off. And then I have another thought and all of a sudden something completely different comes along. And in a couple of minutes, something else comes along. And at some point, I get so confused that I think, oh my God, what is it that gets me off best now? And sometimes, and sometimes I feel the same when I'm watching porn. So sometimes I just sit there, I'm bored, it's like laptop next to me. And I thought, okay, why not? Have a look. And I start off with something. It's like, oh no, well, let's start watching this genre. And then I switched and was like, oh my God, I'm confused. And these are all like those lovely situations that tickle a fantasy. But it's so hard to decide which one to go for. But they are never like attached to one single person. So it's never the guy that I'm dating or a guy that I fantasize about. It's always the sort of anonymous person, which I quite like.
I feel you. That made me just feel a lot better about my porn consumption. For me, I flit terribly in between Japanese schoolgirls and blonde bisexual romps.
It is a topic for another one.
I would say I'm a horrible walking cliche. So, do we have one more fantasy in the room?
We do.
We have one more fantasy in the room. I think amazing. Okay, last fantasy of the evening, which is probably good because we're probably all getting far too excited by this point.
Shaking and sweating from nervousness or excitement. I think when I fantasize, it's quite selfish. It's quite sensational. It's I live in the moment and I take it in through all of my senses. What am I smelling? What am I feeling? And I think about what I'm doing to my body at the time and feeling that sensations creep up my body. And then sometimes it's about imagery, certain imagery of certain lustful moments that I think about, a heady mix of pheromones and the scent of his cologne, and what I think of as the scent of a real man, months of anticipation and desire barely being restrained between us, and kissing me, you know, sending electric pleasure straight between my thighs, and you know, making my knees weak. And am I allowed saying pussy? with my pussy pulsing and wet and wanting, and it will flip to imagery of cold air sweeping across my erect nipples and sweaty chests, and you know, looking directly into each other's eyes with all this passion and desire, and being drugged by him. And, you know, sometimes it's not. I think this is quite selfish. It's more about me and my sensations than him. And sometimes it's women, but lately it's him. And am I allowed saying cock too? I don't know.
We all want a bit of cock.
You know, sort of, and some is quite specific about a rock hard cock driving inside of me with every purposeful thrust, stretching me and filling me up and pounding against my G-spot and setting off waves of dizzy pleasure just coursing through my body. And that's what gets me off.
Yes!
What a finale.
What a finale. Can I just say, everyone in the room had their like head in their hands. I think there was a mass moment. It's like, always like we've all had a group orgasm in here. We're in that little moment of light relief after. It's like, oh my gosh. Well, you know what? Wasn't that fantastic? As a little journey through the female mind and sexuality and body and creativity and soul and presence. Thank you so much to all the women that have joined in on this. And to all of you that are listening, I think we've got an amazing insight. Now, I said, if you're a woman, hope you're listening to this and thinking, yeah, these are my women. They totally get me. But, and if you're a guy, I hope you're slightly shocked but in the most beautiful way, awakened. If you've loved this podcast, if you found it slightly outrageous, controversial, interesting, intriguing, beautiful, wonderful, erotic, exciting, terrible, please subscribe, please share, please comment, please tag us, because this podcast is done for free. All these women, I have plied them with a little bit of alcohol, but not very much. And so they've all turned up on a Friday night to share this with you. So I think as a token of gratitude and appreciation, I would really like a share. It's not much to ask. I'm at Hayley Quinn on Twitter and at Hayley Quinn X on Instagram and at Hayley Quinn on Facebook as well. So tag, share, subscribe, send it secretly to all your best friends in your inbox. This is iResistance Radio, about love, sex, dating and relationships. And I'll be back next week with another podcast episode. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as Plain Old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.